House Republicans are working on a strategy to fold a portion of the farm bill into the budget reconciliation process and pick up the rest of the bill on a separate track. A hearing was planned this week, but a dispute over cuts made to the nutrition title pushed it back another week. The Red River Farm Network asked Minnesota Senator Tina Smith how she views the farm bill process and the path forward.
Well, as you've heard me say, patience is a virtue. It's just not my virtue, and I am impatient for a farm bill. And I think it's because of having spoken to so many Minnesota farmers and ranchers and producers that are just dealing with so much uncertainty right now, and they want to just get it done. I think it's true that the farm bill, the prospects for the farm bill, are all bogged down in what's going on with this big Republican reconciliation bill, and you know which just means I think we're probably not going to see a lot of headway. I know Senator Klobuchar is so eager to get down to negotiating on this, as are all of us, and I know Senator Bozeman wants to do it too. But you know, the farm bill is, I mean, it's so important for producers. And it's also kind of a big math problem that has to be solved. And I think it's hard to solve the math part of the farm bill, how much money goes to what, until the reconciliation bill is done.
We've had a couple of extensions already at this point. Does some farm bill fatigue set in?
Oh, sure, absolutely. And, you know, I've been out talking to a lot of farmers over the last couple of weeks, and they are, you know, they're having to make a lot of decisions without knowing exactly what's going to happen. And there's always a lot of uncertainty in farming. You got to have a high risk tolerance, and you have to be an optimist in order to do it. But I think it's starting to wear on people.
The Trump administration has released its budget recommendations. It calls for cuts at the Farm Service Agency and the Natural Resources Conservation Service, cuts in ag research, and for things like the Food for Peace program.
Well, I think the president's budget is a non-starter. And what I'm interested to see is a lot of Republicans in Congress are saying the same thing, because they understand why this funding for USDA actually works and makes a difference. And so if you think about you know, we talked about FSA and why it's so important to keep that going. But there's also, looks like there's some cuts in rural development. And that is a big issue when you think about the work we've been trying to do to expand access to childcare and housing in our rural communities. If you don't have those two things, then life doesn't really work for a lot of farm families.
Smith is a member of the Senate Agriculture Committee and will be meeting with Minnesota Farmers Union members later today. Minnesota Farmers Union is sponsoring this coverage from Washington, D.C. this week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Don Wick.